Hello and welcome to Girlfriend Translator episode
34?
Yes, ma'am.
34.
Yeah. How are you doing today?
Whatever. Great.
Okay.
Please subscribe. Tell your friends. Share.
Mm-hmm. Leave a review or rating.
Please leave a review on Apple Podcasts. I know you don't want to. I don't blame you.
But it helps.
But boy, does it help. Thank you.
And you can always ask us your relationship questions at girlfriendtranslator@gmail.com. The email address is in the show notes, or you can just type it out, girlfriendtranslator@gmail.com. Ready for question one?
Yes.
Okay. So this one's from Reddit, and it made me laugh. The title is, How Do I Apologize to Someone for Accidentally Calling Them a Prostitute? We went out downtown last night with a couple of friends, and I, a male 21-year-old male, was ambushed by some girl who said hi and held onto my arm. I immediately said I don't have any cash, as I thought she may have been a prostitute. It turns out it was one of my buddy's friends they invited and wanted to see if we were compatible with one another. She was very embarrassed from it and would barely look at me the entire night. I want to apologize to her, but don't know how.
Hmm. That's weird to me that you would assume that was a prostitute, though.
Uh-huh.
Not because I think you're weird, or he's, you know, him. I might not understand how often this occurs or something. I just, although I have walked many places that, but then again, I'm a girl. So if I were a girl and I'm walking with a guy, then maybe that guy's, yeah, a girl's not going to do that. Prostitute probably wouldn't do that. But that's so weird to me that you would automatically assume that.
Yeah.
You might assume any number of crazy things, because that is a bit weird.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know if I would go there, but then I'm a girl, so I don't know.
Uh-huh.
So, is he used to this or something? I mean, does this happen to him a lot?
I have no idea. I mean, that seems...
I mean, it seems a little bit strange to me that he would assume that was a prostitute, because of, I would think there would be other qualities that would stand out.
Mm-hmm.
That I'm not going to say what they are, but...
Yeah.
What are you looking at me like that for?
I'm just...
not going to say. I don't know. I mean, I do know, but having grown up in Seattle, which means nothing to anyone, I'm sure, but it's pretty seedy. It's always been seedy.
Mm-hmm.
And the places that I used to go, quite young, actually, were the seedy parts, because that's how you got to places like Pike Place. It's on First Avenue, which is very seedy.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to walk through, you used to anyway. And now I'm sure it's worse, actually. For years it wasn't bad, but it got so much better. But all I knew growing up was, this is where the addicts were, the homeless people, the prostitutes, the peep shows, the all this stuff. And it wasn't hidden.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you'd switch sides of the street when you'd walk down there. And I'd be like 11 or 12 taking the bus down there. Which is strange that my parents let us, but I'm kind of glad they did, because I was fine,
mm-hmm.
and I became pretty street smart,
mm-hmm.
because it's a pretty, you know, especially in West Coast cities, a lot of homeless people, and the port cities, people come in from, God, everywhere, container ships, on ferries, you know, there are hard scrabble a lot, so there's a very seedy part of Seattle, and there always has been, so I did see things. I saw a lot of street kids, a lot of street older than kids. There are a lot of places where the prostitutes hung out. But they also had other problems, you know? There were other issues going on there, and they would look, sometimes they wouldn't look well physically. They would look thin, burned out. You know, you can tell. Mm-hmm. But that's why.
Uh-huh.
I mean, that's just one city, but I've been all over the world since.
Right.
And you and I actually have been to Medellin, Colombia. We've seen...
Yeah, a lot.
It's terrible. They're like child prostitutes there, and it's just shocking. And they're not doing well.
No.
They're just not.
No.
It's not like he called like a Heidi Fleiss, who was a high-end, supposedly, she's also an addict, call girl. She had a call girl, like a business. They were high-end call girls, which, you know, I know that exists as well, like, whatever. Mm-hmm. I don't think any of this is good, but I think it's all bad. But they might not look as bad off, because they would have probably restrictions and rules, and you have to, you know, blah, blah, blah. I don't know. I do know. Uh-huh. That's the thing that's so weird, how I know this stuff. I soak this. This is what I absorb. Not math. This. This stuff.
Yeah.
But I know more than I'm willing to admit out loud about Heidi Fleiss. That's and I wasn't even interested. I must have been sort of interested. But anyway.
How do you think he can apologize to this person?
I don't. Does he need to?
I don't know.
See, I'm not even sure about that.
He says he wants to. He feels really bad about embarrassing her.
How does he know he did?
He said she was very embarrassed.
Did he ask?
And she barely looked at me the entire
Yeah, but I don't know
afterwards.
That that's why.
Yeah.
It's kind of funny. And if I were she, her, I mean, if her were I, if she were I, if I were she, if I were her, okay, I don't know. My mom would have to tell me.
All of the above.
Okay. But that's not true. There's one grammatically correct.
I'm just
okay.
Kidding.
But why don't you check with her first? There's so much of that in these questions. It's like, did you ask?
Right.
Like, right. Ask her why, if she was up, if she, don't assume that.
Mm-hmm.
Because why would you want to do... You don't have to deal with this if you don't want to.
Right.
I'm just now curious as to why you would assume that. Not judging you for it. Just curious what in your life, in your context...
Has made that the first
Yeah, because I don't... I wouldn't relate... I'm not saying that all guys relate to that either. They might wonder the same thing that I'm wondering. I could be wondering that because I'm a girl. But as you can see, I mean, I'm not an unsavvy person. I have lived and worked in... I've worked in mm-hmm. the other really bad part of Seattle.
Yeah.
At certain hours... Well, all hours of the day, which is also where the port is, where all the container ships are, in Pioneer Square. And I would see, if you go in places like that before 7 a.m., no, not before 8 a.m., you see a lot of shit.
Mm-hmm.
So I've seen a lot of shit. Mm-hmm. Believe it or not, that's, I've seen a lot. I thought everyone had until I went other places.
Uh-huh.
So it is pretty seedy. Now it's a nightmare. I won't even go back, but that's interesting to me. I want to know what more about him.
Yeah.
It is strictly a curiosity,
uh-huh.
not judging yet, just curious. Mm-hmm. Like, why would you think that? Like, I can't, I'm not saying, why would you think that? It's not like that. I know I can sound like that, but I'm really not feeling that.
Yeah.
I'm actually just, something would lead up to this. Like, he would have to have a context that maybe he watched a movie or maybe he saw something once.
Yeah. Or like, where does he live? Like, what
city Right, right, exactly.
Like, what?
Yeah, did he grow up in Bangkok? I don't know. Like, as a child, were they, I don't know. No offense to Bangkok. I mean, I just offended Seattle, but it really shouldn't be offensive. They seem to really love this.
Uh-huh. They're all for
it's
it.
All, yeah, more. More's better.
Yeah.
But I don't, yeah, I don't know that I would even need to see that as an issue.
Mm-hmm.
If you, I would ask the friend.
Yeah.
First.
Right.
If she was upset about that. If that friend is like.
Aware.
Smooth enough not to like say, hey, were you offended when what's his name thought you were like a prostitute? He would have to make it sound like
hey,
he was asking for his own curiosity.
What did you think of blah, blah, blah? What you know, like...
Yeah, ask her. Like, ask your friend.
Mm-hmm.
If he knows this person. There's so many ways I'd go first before I'd confront her.
Yeah.
Like, why ask for trouble? Trouble will find you.
Yeah.
Don't go looking for it.
That's certainly true.
Okay.
Ready for question two?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So this one is also from Reddit, from a user named PyromaPR. Okay, so this guy's asking for help on vacation with his family.
Just
so I'm a 40-
imagine so many things, so many problems.
Okay. So I am a 44-year-old male and have been on vacation with my wife, who's 40,
oh, they're his-
and kids oh, gotcha. These past 2 weeks between Greece and Spain. I plan an excursion trip in Santorini, which was rather long.
I hope they go to Greece first and then Spain.
To cut the story short, the excursion included watching the sunset, which my wife wanted to see, but the kids started to get a bit crabby. The kids are 12 and 6.
Well, that's 6.
I suggested sitting down at one of the cafes to have a snack and rest for a while, but my wife and kids wanted to go back to the hotel, and it was really frustrating and aggravating to me because I had planned exactly where to eat dinner, which is difficult... with two kids who are very picky eaters. So I was very upset and couldn't shake it off throughout the entire rest of the night. The thing is that the ride back to the hotel from where we were took 20 minutes, and in those 20 minutes, the kids worked up an appetite and became more awake, and once we were at the hotel, they immediately started asking where we were going for dinner, and there were very limited options near the hotel. Unfortunately, this caused me to go into silent mode, which doesn't help, I admit, but what else can I say other than I told you so? So anyway, next morning, we decided to take it more easy and not wake up so early. My wife was in good spirits, and that helped me cheer up from the previous night. However, again, I had planned to do things for the family, and the day was dragging on, and I was getting frustrated from being inside the hotel room when there were so many fun things that I was planning on us doing together. My wife was writing, which is one of her favorite hobbies, and the kids were watching videos on their iPads and phones. I went to the bedroom and started watching a movie. A few minutes later, my wife came in, obviously trying to be silly and funny, asking what I was watching and what the movie was about. It was just kind of silly stuff where she was trying to provoke me or tease me, but in my state of mind, I was getting very annoyed. She asked me what was wrong, and I told her I was frustrated that the day was dragging on.
Good God. I have so much to say.
So she made some comments that I don't remember now, but I didn't think were so serious. But a few moments later, one of the kids asked for his mom. I said maybe she's in the bathroom, but she wasn't there.
Oh my God, what's wrong with her?
Then she returned to the room as she had cried her eyes out and started saying that she was tired of me, that I'm too negative, that instead of going with the flow, I see everything wrong around me, and that in our 19 years of marriage, I've always been like this, and she's done with our relationship, and she doesn't see how I can repair all the damage that I've done.
Oh my God!
I'm so heartbroken right now. I want to make this right. I love her and I love my kids. I don't want to lose her. So if anyone has gone through something similar and has been able to overcome their own negativity, please, I beg you to share with me how I can become a more positive and relaxed person.
Well, first of all, I wouldn't take what she dictates as the issue as the issue. Mm-hmm. Because in the scenario you're describing, I see the issue as the kids and the mom, mm-hmm. not you.
Yeah.
And you should not be catering to whiny kids.
Yeah.
They have to learn. They need to go with the flow of the father and the mother, not the other way around.
Right.
Sometimes I understand based on age, you have to, like, kids get very tired. Mm-hmm. That is not what this was. Mm-hmm. This is obnoxious that they're that. Why are they picky eaters?
Yeah.
Why is that even supported?
Right.
Like, who cares if you're a picky eater? Like, you don't want to feed them foods they hate, but, like, why are you guys catering to their pickiness? Mm-hmm. They don't know what anything is yet. Like, they're going to know they don't like certain foods. Yes, I get that. But no. What they need to learn is how to compromise, how to basically understand that everybody wants certain things. And there are leaders in this particular group. And it's always going to be the parents.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? That's the way that works. And if she's not backing you, I don't think that's your problem. I think that's her problem. Now, if you go silent and you're not communicative, that is your problem. But I think you need to go, like, see a couples therapist, mm-hmm. for sure. I can't believe she would just end 19 years of marriage. Like, well, that's nuts. I know there's more to this story, but what I'm hearing is that you're maybe being too passive.
Right.
And maybe your way of dealing with that is to be somewhat passive aggressive, but they're also taking advantage of that. And they shouldn't do that. And it seems like, my God, you're on this trip, and all they do is watch videos, and the mother is okay with this.
You guys
should be a team.
Mm-hmm.
And no matter what, like, there's no reason on earth your kids should be watching videos if you are paying that kind of money to take these kids to Europe. Yeah. They are very lucky.
Yeah.
And I feel the wife is a lot of the problem in this, mm-hmm. because she's like a child. She sounds like a child to me. Like, she should be supporting you. And I'm not saying you don't have your own issues. Everyone does. But this feels a lot more like you're getting bullied. Why are you believing this is all on you? It is not all on you. To be that weird about a marriage for her to just dump that on you and the kids are there? I mean...
Yeah, and she's crying about...
In Europe?
Yeah.
Like, she sounds like the least practical human being on the planet to me. And that bothers me.
Yeah.
I'm so sorry that you don't... You need to go to a therapist, the two of you, together.
Mm-hmm.
But good God, if this is the way she is...
Yeah.
I'm really sorry because...
I am too, because it sounds also like he put a lot of thought into this trip. Like,
yes, but if he doesn't communicate that,
yeah, that's kind
they might not know.
Right.
So there's that too. We don't know. And but for her to lash out like that, I mean, I don't believe it's the first time. And he seems to take it to heart.
Yeah, like, what can I do?
It's my fault. I got to fix me. It's like, so it sounds to me like you've been manipulated.
Mm-hmm.
Which sucks, because if there's been 19 years of that going on, that's going to be very hard to undo. Right. I don't know that it can be, but I think you have to try. These kids sound like brats to me. They sound bratty.
They do to me, too.
Like, they've been allowed to get away with things.
Like, we're tired, and now, oh, we want to eat now.
Screw you! Yeah, exactly. You had your shot, and the wifey doesn't sound like she's terribly supportive.
Yeah.
It's just my opinion.
Well, that's certainly... Obviously, we're only seeing one
and
side of the story.
And I know what he's... Seems... He wants to preserve this relationship, but it sounds to me like this woman is... She's got to want that.
Yeah.
And if she could say that to you in a fit of anger, and not even... You not even know... That you upset her, and she's not even asking you how you are, or and then you're talking about how she's in a good mood, as if she's moody. Like, uh-huh. If, oh, good, she's happy today, so I know that's good. It's like, what, are you walking on eggshells all the time? Or
that's like, I didn't pick up on that. That's very interesting.
Well, and yeah. These kids, like, are following that mode, the mother, not him.
Yeah.
And he may need to learn to assert himself more, but that may not go over with this mother.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry, the mother, the woman, the wife. Because she sounds like she's been... She should know better. She should know better.
Yeah.
If she loves you... I'm not saying she doesn't. I'm just saying she needs to have a... Based on this very limited information.
Mm-hmm.
I think it appears to me that she could benefit from a more multi-layered understanding of what love is. And to be impulsive and I don't see what he did to make her snap or cry. And I know those kids knew.
Yeah.
I mean, what are you doing? That's selfish.
Yeah.
That's immature. It's not very adult.
No.
So these kids have clearly watched some of that. And they're mimicking their mother, in my opinion. I'm making this up in my head, aren't I?
No, you're not.
They're
not eager to go out and see the sights. They're not eager to see, like, Greece.
Santa yeah, and maybe they aren't. Maybe they aren't.
Yeah. But
tough crap.
Yeah.
This is what we're doing.
Like, they're
You do have to be flexible, yeah,
like
of course.
They're following her lead of just kind of, like...
She's allowing this.
Yeah, being in the hotel room, not going out.
I just think that's... What a waste of money. Because, what a lack of appreciation for
you
that.
You could follow the dad's lead, be like, oh, what are we doing today? Like, what did you... But, yeah, they are kind of following her line of, like, kind of pretending like they're not even there almost.
Like, yip-de-doo. You can write ding-a-ling, but why do you have kids? Like, you've got to think about what's best for the whole family, the whole group.
Yeah.
And what they're going to take from this throughout their lives.
Mm-hmm.
I cannot understand this kind of thinking.
Yeah.
I can't see people... can be so spoiled.
Yeah.
You're such lucky kids. The kids aren't going to get that. I know that. 12-year-old would and should. And if that 12-year-old doesn't get it, is that 12-year-old?
12 and 6.
Wow. That 12-year-old should be telling the 6-year-old to shape up.
Mm-hmm.
Should be helping. It's the mother.
Mm-hmm.
I sound like a... I know how that could sound, but if you... I mean, we're basing this on one question, and I just think that... Obviously, I'm not... expert, I don't know, but I also think
that if a person, if he were writing this as like a hit piece, bitching about his
not
wife,
yeah, and he's not.
He's actually saying, "This is what happened. This is how I see."
He's
it. What,
he's always in. Yeah.
What am I doing wrong? I want to not be so negative.
You're like, not that I know of.
Exactly.
I have based on this limited information.
So if he had an agenda for people to take his side, he would have slanted it more against her.
But yes.
Unless he's, like, super, like, 5 steps ahead of us, and he, like, is manipulating this to make
right,
it seem
right,
like,
right.
Which I doubt.
No, just on face really value, which is all this is. We're only looking at that. We don't know this person. But I think that's... I feel for him.
I do, too.
I honestly feel like that's not a good relationship, either.
No.
I worry that that can even work. And then I worry about what she'll do with those kids. I go there. Like, I wouldn't... And then I will always... If I do that, obviously, I usually don't say that part out loud. I will on Girlfriend Translator, because clearly we're not doctors. We aren't, don't listen to us. But that would be a red flag at year 19. That's a shame. I pray for him. I really hope he doesn't, it doesn't end up like that. I hope it works out.
Yeah, I hope so
too. I hope she's not this picture that she appears to be. But she's she seems like she's in the wrong to me.
This one's another Reddit one. Okay, so this guy is 39 and his wife is 36. My wife defended her friend who called me names. Okay, so my wife, we've been married for over 15 years, and I enjoy playing online games together because that is how we introverts comfortably connect and socialize with others our own
age.
Wait,
he and who?
He and his wife, they play online games together.
That's cute.
Yeah. I know much of this will sound like silly game squabbling at first, but this has resulted in probably the biggest fight in my marriage ever.
Oh my god.
So my wife met Tim through Fortnite almost a year ago and friended him on Facebook. Ooh. She chatted and played with him just about every day.
Ooh.
I played with him too and generally enjoyed his company, among others. No problems. A few months ago, Tim started to get much less friendly with me. It was small stuff at first that I overlooked, like not giving me turns to pick a landing spot in Fortnite.
I don't know Fortnite.
So, I don't either.
But that's interesting.
I know it sounds silly, but when Tim is being nice and friendly to your wife and not you, you feel it.
Oh, yeah.
It got worse. I fought two enemies, and he got the last shot in one of them from a distance while I was doing almost all the damage. So shortly after, a coveted crown dropped from one of those killed, and I went to pick it up. Tim starts calling me names like loot stealer and talking down to me in front of my wife.
Screw Tim.
And another team member. I didn't fight it or say anything, as I just wanted to have fun.
Well, you were probably a little bit stunned.
And I handed over the crown. But after that game, I felt disrespected and didn't want to continue playing with Tim if it's so easy to be yelled at by him. But I also know that Tim is my wife's daily teammate, so I can't just avoid him.
Screw Tim.
I decided to confront him privately, saying, if you're going to call names, I'd say that you stole that kill more than I stole your loot after reviewing the replay. And I sent a link to the unedited video game footage from his point of view. Tim blew up, saying, this doesn't even deserve a response. You will always be a loot stealer. I tried to
Tim's a dweeb, okay?
I tried to de-escalate, saying, I enjoyed playing with you. I gave the crown back and I didn't really care. I just don't like the drama. And then he said, you're the only asshole causing drama here, and he blocked me.
What a psycho.
I was really hoping that my wife would stand up and say, no one calls my husband an asshole, but it felt like I got the opposite. She told Tim that she's not going to pick a side, but then later told Tim, quote, I don't know what to do, lose my Fortnite best friend or end quote, as if they are equal. My wife would show me Tim's rants about how I'm a child and I should have immediately apologized
for picking up
that crown. My wife said I shouldn't have confronted him and just continued playing by his unspoken rules.
What's wrong with her?
We fought a ton.
I don't blame you, actually.
And I got my wife to admit that he, Tim, is to blame for 85% of this drama. But she wouldn't say the same thing to Tim defend me.
Ooh, that's dark.
I did get my wife to tell Tim that she didn't like his tone, which Tim reiterated that he did nothing wrong and doubled down on how terrible I am and how my wife shouldn't defend
me. This is really bad. Like, what's wrong with this woman?
We now have a shaky agreement, my wife and I, where I obviously don't play with him, but she won't play with him alone either, but can in a group.
And my wife did
cut down on chatting and playing with him regularly. However, she's been trying to get back to playing with him alone, saying that she doesn't like
I've heard enough. Yeah. I've heard enough.
Yep.
What's wrong with your wife? Maybe it is a game that you're playing, but I don't see why that should matter.
No.
I don't think it's the game you're concerned with here.
Yeah.
And actually, you're smart to see that. Mm-hmm. You're smart to call her on it. And you're smart not to fall for it when people use the fact that it's a game to minimize what this really is.
Yeah.
Which is she's lacking loyalty.
Yeah.
And if she loves you and this upsets you, this is where it becomes petty. It's just a game. And this is bothering you. This guy's not very nice to you. She should love you enough to say, screw him.
Yeah.
It isn't about the game. It is about your feelings and the lack of respect and the fact that this is a guy.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think that it's okay that this is her dumb teammate. I really don't. Mm-hmm. Why would you make trouble like that in a relationship? It might just be a seed. But come on. Mm-hmm. You don't play with a relationship like that, the most important relationship in your life. If you even feel a tinge of this might not be right, don't talk yourself out of it. Mm-hmm. Trust it. And I'm sure she's felt that.
Yeah.
I think she probably has other problems. She might have other problems in the relationship. She might have other problems personally. That is a problem. That's a big problem because that's a guy. Mm-hmm. You're not wrong to see it this way. I think you're actually, and don't let anyone tell you you are, but you should probably, again, see a couples therapist. And good luck finding a good one. You might find one. I don't know. I think it's worth all the effort, though, to find one. Mm-hmm. And you need a mediator. Because this isn't fair. You're right. You're 100% in the right.
Yeah.
And just the fact that it's a game makes it very easy for them to pull this off. But if this was in any other situation in the world, I really don't think that making friends online is... I don't know. A lot of people talk about this as being just the nature of the way we relate online as being bad. I don't see it that way. Mm-hmm. I don't. You write letters to people. We used to do that. I don't actually believe that. Mm-hmm. I think we can get carried away in any situation. Mm-hmm. But I actually don't think that the means of communication being online or, yeah, obviously face-to-face is always a little bit more challenging, but I was like that as a kid. I mean, we didn't have any of this stuff. I was always shy, you know, as a kid. I don't think that is as big an issue as people make it out to be. I think the people who make it out to be a big issue are the ones probably manipulating the internet, mm-hmm. the ones who are behind the algorithms and the advertising. And I think they like to make it about us mm-hmm. when it's really about them.
Yeah.
So I don't see anything weird about them making friends like that. I think that I have done both. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't say I've done as much of that because I'm not... But I can easily. I could just as easily. I have in the past. Mm-hmm. And because it was sort of imbalance for me, I actually could compare the two pretty... I never saw anything weirder. I suppose you could hide more, but I sometimes think that the charm of the sensory experience of being around someone can actually manipulate you even more. Mm-hmm. I don't think it's as easy to see through people as people seem to think it is. I think it might be easier online.
That's interesting, yeah.
So there are a lot of dangers for only in the sense that more people can connect. Mm-hmm. But it's not changing their nature as humans, I don't think. So I don't think that's weird that they would make friends that way at all.
No.
I don't think that's weird. But I do think he's right, and I just think that people use the context as a means of getting out of what they're getting away with.
Right.
So in that sense, they can. But you could do that in real life, too.
Yeah.
Easily.
Right.
So it could be a board game. It could be anything. That's totally normal and typical of humans to... Well, he seems to be making that excuse in a way. He's sort of planning for the fact that people are going to mock this, right? Because it's Fortnite.
Right.
But that's not... People will do that, too, and they're wrong.
They are wrong, yeah.
He's right. He's 100% right. That is a red flag. I would take it very seriously. And I would not let her... or the guy or anybody make it about Fortnite. Mm-hmm. And if they do, don't even address it. Don't defend it. Don't just say, fine, you can think what you want. There are some issues, though, that were revealed in the situation that I want to deal with. Mm-hmm. That's all. And go get help. See if maybe she's never had any kind of counseling. And maybe she does. You know, some people do just need to hear these concepts spelled out for them mm-hmm. by a third party.
Right.
Some types of people, like some types of personalities, I've seen respond to that very well.
Right.
And that's always been a surprise to me because rarely do I respond well to that. I'm usually pretty good at doing that internally. Mm-hmm. But I like the fact that that can work for someone else. There's hope.
Yeah.
So I would definitely address that. Mm-hmm. See, that's real to me. I think it's such a shame that people talk themselves out of things when their gut is telling them this is wrong.
Yeah.
And then there are people who are a little bit nuts. Mm-hmm. But that's not the majority.
No.
That's your gut telling you something. Listen to your gut.
Yeah.
Don't let them tease you or mock you into doubting yourself because this is very sane.
I think so too.
Skip over that part. Mm-hmm. Stay true to your gut. Your gut's telling you something. We here at Girlfriend Translator agree with you.
Yes, we do. Yes,
and
we
any do. Guy, you know. Now, if you make a habit of this, like some people do with litigation, where they have like sued people, they have a history of suing people 30 times, and it's like, oh, well, that's a problem, clearly.
Yeah.
But you're not, if you don't have that going on, then you definitely listen to your, that's your gut talking.
Absolutely.
And it's so easy for us to talk ourselves out of that, and we have to stop doing that.
Bonus question?
Sure.
Okay, so this one's a short one. Okay, so this one, my girlfriend, who's 21, was telling me, this guy's 24, that she does not get along with other women at her workplace and that she doesn't get along with women in general, although she does have a handful of close female friends. I feel like I've heard plenty of times that this is a red flag, but why is it a red flag? My girlfriend and I have been with each other for nearly 2 years, and I'm just now hearing that she doesn't think that she gets along with other women. Should I see this as a concern?
I didn't know that was a red flag. Is that a red flag?
Girls who say, like, oh, I don't really get along with other girls.
Some girls think they don't, though.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of times that's just because they're more like guys.
Mm-hmm.
And they might have brothers, you know? They might have been raised with brothers. Or they might find girls, maybe girls are very petty, and they're not.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I found. Because mm-hmm. I've known girls who've said that, and they're really, they're not, like, they're really cool.
Mm-hmm.
They're actually probably less petty.
Uh-huh.
Or if she's really pretty, maybe they're jealous.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, but I don't, that's not been my experience.
Uh-huh. That's interesting.
She might not like that that's true, but the thing is she's got a couple very close friends who are girls, so how many do you want? Maybe that's just something that people have told her. I don't really know, because it sounds like she's totally normal to me. Mm-hmm. And I don't know, is it she that doesn't get along with them, or do they not get along with her, the girls? I have no idea. But if you like her, what do you care? That's not a red flag to me. Is it to you?
No, I don't think that's a red flag to me. There were some people in the comments saying that, like, oh, typically girls who say this, like, they kind of see other girls as competition for, like, male attention.
What? Who said this, though? Girls?
Girls. Like, oh, if I, you know, any girl who's said that to me, like, oh, I don't usually love girls, like, they'll usually, like, kind of be, like, hyper-flirtatious with men.
I don't know that they're hyper-flirtatious with men. They might just get along with men better.
Mm-hmm.
And then that often leads to the guys falling for the girl.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe she'll fall back.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe that drives her nuts. Maybe she does just want to be friends with most of them.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, but I've never... I would have to see her with lots of guys all the time and flirting with them all the time.
Uh-huh.
I would have to see her doing this, like being a tramp. Sorry, but which would lead me to think there's something else wrong, more serious in her, probably her childhood.
Mm-hmm.
That's an actual problem, because that's not normal. That's not what women do, unless usually there's something that went on
mm-hmm.
to make them sexualized at a young age.
Right.
So that's why I don't. She might just be, like, more of a tomboy.
Yeah, or maybe she had, like, brothers growing up.
Yeah.
Not sisters. Maybe, yeah. You know, something as simple
that's
as
usually
that.
What it is in my experience.
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't seem like a red flag at all to me.
Yeah.
Wait till you have a problem with her.
I would agree.
Because it doesn't sound like you have any problems. Who cares? Yeah. You don't have to care about that.
That
might be a plus. That might be why you like her. Maybe
yeah.
she's fun.
Yeah.
Maybe she's more, like, physically active and likes to do more things that guys like to do.
Mm-hmm.
That's great. Like, doesn't every guy want that? Maybe they don't. But it'd be fun.
Yeah,
at least you'd have someone to do stuff with, and that'd be kind of fun.
Yeah.
But, and then some guys probably like to keep that separate. That's fine, too. So, no, I don't see anything wrong with this.
I agree.
I usually like those girls. They're not as petty.
Yeah.
That's it.
It's the last question that I had
for enough.
Today. Okay, well, do you
have exhausted.
Anything to say before we end the
no.
show? Rating, review, please. Share with your friends. If you have your own questions, you can send them to girlfriendtranslator@gmail.com. Thank you very much, and we will see you for episode 35.